Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. There are reports that congestion pricing now may not start on June 30th. Our Glenn Shuck is following the story. He joins us now live.
These are drastic and major developments in the story, of course, that's been going on for years. The idea first of Michael Bloomberg many years ago. The word we're getting again from these reports and various sources that the tolling plan that was set to take effect in just 25 days from now, of course, the tolling south of 60th Street is going to be paused indefinitely. So it will not start on June 30th, according to these reports. And we were telling you all morning about how Governor Hochul apparently has had some second thoughts about at least starting the plan now. She still supports it, from what I'm being told, but she has concerns about how the city will be impacted economically right now if the tolling plan started. Also, political repercussions is what Governor Hochul's been worried about, and how a very unpopular tolling system would play out in terms of Democrats running for office, especially in Congress. And Linda, as we know, we've been reporting about many lawsuits that have been filed against congestion pricing. The state of New Jersey, Fort Lee, and the mayor, Mark Sokolich, had filed theirs, residents of the Lower East Side. But the plan have, of course, had many supporters, and they're very angry this morning hearing about this. Groups like Transportation Alternatives and the Riders Alliance saying that Governor Hochul has betrayed them. So we do expect to hear from Governor Hochul at some point today on this. Again, in terms of the MTA, they actually had a congestion pricing a public webinar scheduled for next hour. We assume that's not happening again. So a lot of developments here. But again, the word we're getting from these reports is that congestion pricing, the very controversial tolling plan, will not begin June 30th, and it's going to be paused indefinitely. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. 92.3 FM.
And of course, keep it right here on 1010 Winds. We will keep you updated on all the developments. The man accused of shooting two NYPD officers in Queens early Monday morning will be arraigned from his hospital bed today. 19-year-old Bernardo Raul Castro Mata is facing several charges, including attempted murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and resisting arrest. Two officers were pursuing Castromata while he was on a scooter in the early hours Monday morning as they were addressing a robbery pattern in East Elmhurst when he allegedly shot at them. Officer Christopher Abreu was hit in the leg. Officer Richard Yaruso was hit in his bulletproof vest. The NYPD says the officers returned fire and Castromata was shot in the ankle. He'll appear from his hospital bed via video in front of the judge at the courthouse for his arraignment that's set for this hour. And we're learning more today about a potential disaster between two planes that was avoided on the ground at JFK.
The planes stopped within 1,000 feet of each other. The NTSB found the American crew had been distracted by other tasks as the plane was taxiing with 149 people on board. I lose sleep over this one, the captain later told investigators, because I can't figure out why I missed the turn. It was a radar system that alerted air traffic controllers to the imminent collision, and they warned the pilots to stop just in time.
That's Rhiannon Alley reporting. Actor Wendell Pierce posting on social media this past Monday that his application for a Manhattan apartment had been denied, saying it was because of his race. Pierce saying that even with proof of employment, bank statements, and real estate holdings, he was denied the apartment in, quote, Harlem, of all places. Pierce currently stars in two television series, Elsbeth and Raising Kanan, and he wrote in his post he's also currently filming Superman. He also noted he finished the fourth season of Jack Ryan 2 years ago and finished a Broadway run of Death of a Salesman last year. The actor also shared several news articles and several more threads related to the appeals court and systemic racism in America. He wrote, in part, in an impassioned post that it makes him, quote, sick how far some will go to, quote, destroy our ability to live our lives in peace and prosperity. Another man on a 3 train last week. This happened around 9:40 at night at Saratoga Avenue and Livonia Avenue in Brownsville. Police say the victim got into an argument with the suspect who then slashed him in the neck with a sharp object. He was taken to a hospital and expected to be okay. We have a picture up at 1010winds.com. Well, the FDNY will hold a medal ceremony this morning to honor several firefighters and EMTs for their bravery. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh tells us she'll present a brand new medal named after Battalion Chief Thomas J. Neary, who died last year at 82.
He's really an inspiration, not only in his bravery and the types of things he did, but how humble he was about it. If you read some of the stories about him, a lot of people didn't even realize he had won our top medal more than once. A real hero, but also a really regular, humble, you know, New Yorker.
This year's recipient will be Captain Jonathan Shields of Ladder 42 in the Bronx. He ran into a burning apartment building on New Year's Eve 3 times to rescue 3 members of a family. Well, the mayor of Yonkers wants to take a closer look at battery storage in an effort to prevent fires.
In the future, excess electricity from wind and solar power will be stored in big battery banks, buildings housing large lithium-ion batteries. More and more communities are worried about the potential risks, fires, explosions, toxic gas emissions. Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano wants a 6-month moratorium so he can gather more information.
I'm not looking to slow it up. I want us to educate ourselves as to technology and know what it is we can do. God forbid something happens. There's a catastrophic failure. Are we ready for it? And right now, it's all question marks.
Spano is also calling for a moratorium on self-storage facilities because they deprive the city of income and sales tax potential. He doesn't want Yonkers to become Westchester's closet. The city council is in discussions. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Yonkers.
Columbia University has agreed to take additional steps to make Jewish students feel safer on campus amid the protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Under the agreement, Columbia must create a safe passage liaison for students who are worried about their safety. The liaison will handle concerns 24/7 and coordinate any student requests for escorts. The settlement also makes academic accommodations for students who couldn't access campus to complete assignments or exams. This comes after a Jewish student filed a class action complaint against the Ivy League school to better protect students on campus.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.